The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Sikkim University. A central university is seeking applications for the post of Controller of Examinations. For detailed information on eligibility criteria, age limits, reservation, qualification, experience and remuneration, please refer to the official vacancy notification available on the website. You may apply online by 21st July 2025 via the university website, that is at www.cus.ac.in. The Damodar Valley Corporation, DVC, under the Ministry of Power, Government of India, is inviting online applications for multiple contractual positions including physiotherapist, junior pharmacist, grade 2, junior nursing staff, junior chemist, junior multipurpose health worker, junior lab technician, junior health inspector and junior X-ray technician. Interested candidates must meet the eligibility criteria and submit their applications online through the DVC website. All further updates and details regarding the recruitment process will also be available on the same site, that is at www.dvc.gov.in under the career section. The Indian Coast Guard Headquarters No. 2, Maharashtra, Mumbai, is accepting applications from Maharashtra state-domiciled, physically fit male candidates for the post of Enrolled Follower Safai Wala. The position offers a pay scale of 21,700, level 3, plus allowances, and applicants must be between 18 to 25 years of age as of 31st 2025. Candidates must have past matriculation or ITI or equivalent. The last date for receipt of applications is 5th August 2025. Detailed information and the application forms available at www.joinindiancoastguard.cdac.in. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Government of India, has invited applications for the senior administrative post of Deputy Chairperson, Paradeep Port Authority. The position offers a pay scale of 1,60,000 to 2,90,000 IDA pattern and is open to officers from All India Services, Central Services, Union Territory Administration and Port Officers. Eligible applicants should have 9 years of regular Group A service. The appointment will be made on deputation basis for 5 years. Applications must be submitted via the online application portal at onlinevacancy.shipmin.nic.in. For further details, kindly access the Ministry's official website, that is at www.shipmin.gov.in. And the last date to apply is 6th August 2025. The Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, a premier statutory body in New Delhi, invites application from qualified and eligible officers for several key technical and administrative positions on deputation or absorption basis. These roles offer a unique opportunity to serve the nation's top anti-corruption watchdog. The posts are Technical Examiner Civil, one post, pay level 11, Assistant Technical Examiner, four post, pay level 7, Assistant Technical Examiner Horticulture, one post, pay level 7, Hindi Translator, two post in level 6, Dispatch Rider, one post in level 2. All posts are on deputation basis, except the Dispatch Rider, which is on deputation or absorption basis. Detailed eligibility criteria for each post is available on the CVC's official website under the vacancy section at https://cvc.gov.in. www.gov.in/vacancies.html. And the last date to receive the applications is 45 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. The Board of Apprenticeship Training, Southern Region, Chennai, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Education, is recruiting for the post of Assistant Director of Training, ST Category 1 post, Group A, pay level 10, with entry pay of 56,100 and the maximum age limit of 45 years. The board implements the National Apprenticeship Training Scheme across Southern India. Full details regarding the qualifications, experience, job responsibilities and downloadable application format is available on the Board SR website at https://nats.education.gov.in/board. Under other latest news, the deadline to apply is within 45 days of advertisement's publication in the Employment News. The National Council for Education, Research and Training, NCERT, is also inviting applications for two posts of Principal Group A for its Regional Institutes of Education, RIE, at Bhubaneswar and Shillong. The last date for submission of applications is 21 days from the date of this publication. Detailed notification and eligibility requirements available at www.ncert.nic.in. Central Medical Services Society, CMSS, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, invites applications for the following contractual positions: Assistant General Manager, Procurement, 1 post; Assistant General Manager, Logistics and Supply, 1; Assistant General Manager, Finance, 1; and Manager Legal, 1. All AGM positions carry a monthly emolument of 1 lakh plus PF, and Manager Legal offers 50,000 plus PF. Age limits range between 40 to 45 years. Interested applicants must write to recruitment at cmss.gov.in or visit www.cmss.gov.in for full advertisement and application format. Last date for application receipt is 4/8/2025. Sant Langawal Institute of Engineering and Technology, a centrally funded technical institute under the Ministry of Education, Government of India, invites applications for backlog vacancies of Deputy Registrar SC and Medical Officer Female OBC NCL on regular basis. Candidates must meet the prescribed qualifications and age limits and apply in the prescribed format available on the website. Applications must be submitted by speed post or registered post or by courier by 28/7/2025. No application fee is required for these reserved categories. For full details on eligibility, selection process and general instructions, kindly visit www.slit.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.